final segment with Richard Gage, architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, commenting on what the last gentleman was saying. Richard, before we go to a few final calls.
Well, he was highlighting the unviability of the thesis of NIST. First of all, the photographic evidence of the fires on the 12th and 13th floor indicate that the fires were out for the last hour and a half of the life of the building. And yet their fire simulations fraudulently shows massive fires around column 79, as you suggested, for well more than the 20-minute the duration of the fire can exist in any one place because it consumes the low quantities of consumables and moves on.
It creeps around, but they have this continuous across-the-board massive inferno.
Yes, and so this massive inferno, let's say, okay, maybe it was there burning.
And it's not just one building, it's three doing this.
Yeah, yeah. But in Building 7, what they're saying is that this fire elongated the beams, pushed the girder off its seat on the column, and then that caused fourth floor 13 to fall on 12, 12 to fall on 11, et cetera, for nine floors inside the building, leaving column 79 unbraced, and so then it buckles. But all of this action would have deformed the exterior of the building, and that's not what happens. But it does happen in their computer model, interestingly enough. There's severe warping, indentation, and bulging, and tipping, actually, of the upper part of the building. They could not get their computer model to match what actually happened in the video, because clearly that building would have tipped over in any kind of collapse caused by fire, and that's why they don't even show us what happens above about the 20th floor, because it was clearly tipping as a result of all the bulging and indentation on the
interior. All right, let's go to a final call. Mike in Illinois. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Alex. I appreciate it. Richard, I have a couple questions for you. I'm going to try to make it brief because I know the time variable here. I remember seeing the trade centers come down. They looked like trees being turned into sawdust from the top down, which was sort of incredible to me. And I know that I don't actually believe that the thermite could alone do this. There had to be some other facet to it. You have 550,000 tons being turned into dust, you know, which is just like unbelievable. I understand it was built in a bathtub. So if this had fallen into this bathtub, it might have cracked the bottom.
Yeah, well, I mean, here's the deal. Instantly, as it starts collapsing Tower 1 and 2, not just 7, instantly as Tower 1 and 2 start detonating with blast squibs, clearly 4 or 5, in some cases 10 floors below, it's pulverizing with explosive force. Little fires don't eject pyroclastic flows of pulverized office furniture, desk, people blown into tiny pieces. Richard Gage.
And they don't eject 4 and 20-ton perimeter steel beams 55 miles an hour exiting instant acceleration out of the sides of the Twin Tower, landing 600 feet away. That doesn't happen. But I think the caller suggesting that there's something in addition to high-tech thermite, which becomes very explosive, by the way. So we don't know because the tests aren't available to us. This is very new stuff. Only
we just know the official story doesn't match the science on any area.
That's correct, but it could be that the explosive nature of the high tech thermite could be enough. I mean, we don't really know. We don't necessarily have evidence of high energy explosives like C4 or RDX. So there could be something else going on that's high tech and more explosive. But who knows? We have the evidence for high tech thermite.
All right.
Let's run with it.
Thank you, Mike. We're out of time. Kevin, Jim, and others, we'll get to you later if you want to hold, or not, you can leave because we're getting into some other subjects. But Richard Gage, want to have you back up again in the near future. We commend you for your tireless work for the truth and for liberty. 9/11 has been used to destroy our Bill of Rights and Constitution and launch us on a path towards criminal world government. And only by exposing this great new mythos they've created, this new religion of tyranny, can liberty then grow again in our fine land and worldwide. So I commend you, my friend, and we salute you. Via con Dios.
Thank you, Alex. It's an honor to be with you always.
Honor to be with you. Take care, Richard Gage. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, get into the feudalism being set up as the people are being treated like third world serf slaves.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hey, I got to finish my lunch in that three-minute break, ladies and gentlemen. I love live TV in here. It's great at PrisonPlanet.tv. I remember about 15 years ago when the Forest Service, Department of Land Management, local game wardens started setting up SWAT teams. People out in the back of a boat fishing would have guys run up, a man with a small child that was in I think the NRA magazine a few years ago pointed machine guns at him. They're raiding farmers and ranchers, claiming they don't have permits for organic eggs. They're raiding local co-ops that are selling their eggs or milk. And they're hiring all these bureaucracies. It's just radically expanding. And now when you talk to a game warden, because we have a piece of property we've had since 1829 in East Texas, Mexican land grant, they're rude. They'll pull up at the deer camp. They'll get out and go, I want to see everything they're doing. I want to make sure the tags are right on this deer. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. My uncle, the landowner with the tag on the deer was driving it for my great uncle to the local processor. You know, they gutted it, but they wanted to have it, you know, turned into sausage that was taking it. State police jumped on him, screamed at him, acted like he was a criminal, said you're going to jail, and then told him it was illegal for him to be transporting a deer that wasn't his. And he said, I'm the landowner. I know the law. And, you know, I'm taking it here. Didn't matter if my uncle was even known to the state police officer and our family been there forever. It's about letting us know we're trash and scum and that they own us. Now, it's not enough that they now run a background check on you when you buy a license all over the country. Feds pushed it, states passed it, most of them. So now if you hadn't paid your child support or if you've got some background, oh, you can't go buy the hunting license. And the hunting license is everywhere, just exploding in price. This is all designed to go after law-abiding people. So, see, they train you how to be a slave, how to be a serf, just like in jolly old England, where only the nobles could hunt. Now they want you, and it's happening all over the country, to register your property, just like the animal ID or the premises ID. And when you register, you waive all these rights. And now, not just the game wardens, but the Forest Service and others, so they can come on your land without warrants whenever they want. I mean, this is criminal. And these are nothing but parasites. The deer jumping out in front of cars, killing people every day across the nation. Wolves, coyotes are running wild in Austin. You walk out back my house in southwest Austin every night and hear the coyotes going wild. They're eating people's dogs and cats. They pay trappers thousands of dollars per deer to come trap the whitetail, fly them to Mexico. They're so stressed out by the time they get there, they die. So they're not letting humans be predators. They're not letting, you know, anything else happen. Everything is falling apart. And I'm aware of a case similarly where they're trying to pass things like this in Missouri, and people are fighting back there in Missouri against this. And Russell Wood is the president of the Property Rights Congress. And, again, you have to register your farm. You have to register your ranch. It could be 10 acres. If you want to put a deer blind out back, you know, for your grandson, you go register with them and you waive all your rights. And they say it's a privilege. And then, of course, they can start fining, feeing, and taxing. So I briefly wanted to have him on for about 15, 20 minutes to talk about that. Because even if you don't hunt, you know, you've been conditioned to hate hunting, just like they did in England. Now they've banned hunting. They're back to feudalism. But the king, can, you know, the queen, the royals can still hunt. They've banned most forms of hunting. You can go buy a steak at the store, and that's okay, but don't shoot it yourself. It's supposedly cruel. Again, they want to dehumanize us. They want to kill our rural culture. They want us totally under their control. Now, in the 20s and 30s, when we had the Depression, 90% of people were agrarian, on the land, self-sufficient, and 7 million starved to death, according to a major university study that was out a few months ago. Now, 90-plus percent of us live in the cities, and of the 10% that live in the country, only half of those, or 5% of the country, are what you'd call self-sufficient. And they want to shut that down. And again, words can't describe all the things that are happening, the harassment. You try to go to a national park or state park now, the rangers are rude to you. Because humans are bad. We're bad. We're not supposed to be out there. We're evil serfs. This is a mode of control of the population. But the good news is, in Missouri, they're beating these initiatives. In Texas, we're gelded, and it's very sad. Our people have become very cowardly and slave-like. There's no law you have to have the animal ID federally, but all these states have adopted it. Many have. Texas adopted it. And there's no law, but they still come and harass you. And when you sign it, then you waive your rights to your property, $1,000, $2,000 a day fines if a cow dies and you don't report it. You have to put chips in all your animals, but the big agribusiness doesn't, so it's meant to bankrupt the small farms and ranches. They're now SWAT teaming again, organic farmers. That's coming up in 20 minutes. So this is very, very serious. I wanted to preface that before we bring Russell Wood up. Russell, good to have you here, sir. Tell us exactly what you're facing there in Missouri.
The Conservation Department is trying to get some new regulations in place. And the way this department is set up here, they're free of the legislature. Our lawmakers really have almost no control, well, virtually no control over their rules, regulations, and or their spending. They've been giving a never-ending 1/8 cent sales tax with no control from any elected officials. It's theirs to spend. So they are pretty much free to do as they please. And right now they're proposing a new set of hunting regulations on deer and turkey where they say, for one thing, that you must own at least 80 acres to qualify for a no-cost landowner deer permit, deer tag, or turkey tag. And this is something that we're just simply not going to, we're just not going to stand for. They're also saying that we must register our property if we want this, if we want to hunt on our own property. The way they say it, they say landowner hunters wanting to receive landowner deer and turkey permit privileges. They're going to extend us a privilege. We must first register our property with the landowner registry. And on this registering, they want, now this is off of their literature, they want property location, section, township, range. They want number of acres at that location. They want the status of each person there, whether it's immediate household, whatever. Then they will be able to have their point of sale system so that when you walk in there, they have verification that you actually own land. They say that people have cheated on this before. And,
no, yeah, it's always how we all have to be treated like criminals, guilty until proven innocent, to stop a few, quote, cheats.
Yeah.
I mean, you heard me do that whole rant earlier, sir,
yes,
about the way they're treating people, the way they're acting, all these new bureaucrats. They're just, I mean, they need to get off our back. And just what you just read, they're saying it's a privilege to hunt on your own land because it's our land. You pay property taxes on it, and then we come in there, and then we give you permission to hunt on your own land.
If you want to receive permit privileges, yeah, yeah. But they close this little part by saying, requiring persons to declare their specific land ownership up front will make it, now get this, easier for department personnel to verify land ownership. They don't say anything about this is a good deal for managing livestock. They don't, I mean, for
hey, how about
life.
You go to the state and get half these people fired in this economy? I mean, there's no commercial poaching going on that I know of anymore. All they do is harass people. They can go arrest good old boys shooting deer off the highway on other people's property all day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's fine and dandy, but no, they're there to harass. You can tell they hate landowners. They hate America. They're a bunch of communist filth, and I'm calling them out. Get out of our country, you dirtbag trash. We're not in 1200 England.
They during their whole tirade on this, it's all about money, and they make veiled threats at what programs they should discontinue and so forth. Their director, the director, gets paid $150,000 a year. They have 2,300 employees.
Oh, just 2,300 parasitic environmental wackos again. They don't care about real environmental problems. I've run into them. These are hate-filled, sandal-wearing, long-haired communists. I'm not saying you're bad if you wear sandals and have long hair, but that type. And they go get a gun and a uniform, and they literally, folks, I've run into them. They are scum. Go ahead.
Well, so many of these, you know, the old conservation game wardens we used to have around here actually were interested in wildlife and in managing wildlife and that sort of thing.
Well, I heard Derry Brownfield talking about it himself. He worked, for one of these big, in Missouri.
Right.
He said you couldn't have paid them in the 60s when he was there to go out and do stuff like this and harass people.
So many of these new ones they're the younger folks that have never been off asphalt in their life.
Yeah, they come out of the big cities. They hate America. They hate hunting. And they're here to harass landowners. They need to get their ass off our property.
But our response to this is that we will buy no deer or turkey tags, period. And there will also be no hunting on our property, on our private property, by anyone who has a deer or turkey tag.
And you guys have successfully used that tactic before. If all these greedy creatures care about some money, you'll just boycott them.
We're just not going to buy their tags. We're going to post our land so that no one can hunt there except ourselves. Or
all right, stay there, sir. We're going to come back and talk more about what you're doing on the other side. Stay with us.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Russell Wood, I want to have you back on for a full hour to go over this more in the future, but the short segment we have, more about your fight against these people. I mean, look, it's time for us to stop being so nice, too. When you see these DNR people or these game wardens that are out of control, I'd walk right up to them in a local cafe and say, I'm tired of you enslaving this country and sucking off of us. It's time for us to start shunning them and being aggressive like our founding fathers did, not just saying, well, we won't hunt this year. I know people have done that in other states, and I remember a few years ago in Missouri, wasn't there something similar along these lines that made them back off?
I don't think so. I don't remember it.
I've seen some other cases. Well, I mean, I'll tell you what makes me mad. I read the stories about states where they don't pass the animal ID or premises ID to waive all your rights and go under their control. And then they'll tell, okay, the 4-H club, you've all got to sign your parents' property over to us. You can't show your cows or pigs. And
the little girl, fair. Yeah.
Exactly. And then the little girl shows up with her pigs. She wins. They wait, and they grab her, put her hands behind her back, and throw her off the property to make it look like she's a criminal. These are bullies. I mean, you know about those cases, I bet.
Oh, yeah. I'm deeply immersed in this animal ID thing. Yeah. And it comes from all angles. It comes from every side, doesn't it?
Well, that's why I'm angry. I mean, it's feudalism. It's total serfdom.
Yeah.
Well, in the minutes we've got left, how do folks contact you? How do they get involved? We're on a few stations up in Missouri. How do people support you?
Well, if they'll just, I'll give them my phone number, and they can just call, and we'll be getting word out as we progress. We hope to be getting some no trespassing or no hunting signs fixed. All with the same wording on will be no hunting here because of Department of Conservation regulations, that sort of thing, you know. So.
And you're getting a whole bunch of signs made up to do that?
Yes.
Now your organization's pretty big. How many members?
Well, we have, it's hard to say, we're not a real close-knit group. We have well over 1,000 property owners and involved, and we get more than that when we start having rallies and gatherings, you know.
That's right. You guys have had some big victories in Missouri against these criminals.
Yes, we have. Yes, we have, yeah.
Tell folks about those briefly.
Okay. The one major one that we had to do with the watershed district that had been put into effect legally, a freestanding entity with the rulemaking rights and privileges established by the state. We didn't know about this until it was already in effect. And we went to work with legislators and pointing out what they had really done. And as happens too often, it had been passed without those voting for it really realizing what it said and what it did. And we were able to get that reversed and give the count. 9 counties were brought into this one big district, and some of the county commissioners didn't even know it was going on, hadn't even been contacted. As I say, we did get that reversed to prevent establishing a freestanding unit with the ability to make laws governing that district, and then they were to let the people know what the rules were. This is a coming thing. This is an offshoot, or actually an integral part of the Agenda 21 concepts of doing away with county boundaries. And here in Missouri right now, they're trying to blur the line between Missouri and Arkansas on watershed issues. We're so involved with this National Animal Identification System and the efforts, combined efforts, not just us but others, we've been able to get a law passed here in Missouri to prevent mandatory premise registration for the National Animal Identification System.
That's right, because there's not a law, but by color of law, they try to fool and terrorize people into thinking there's a law. So you have to pass a law saying this is a fraud, there isn't a law.
Yeah, and the USDA has issued directives to the veterinarians and so forth to go ahead. Now, this is their wording. They say go ahead and assign a premise number to those who do not want one and put a little asterisk by it saying it was not with their consent.
And that's indentured. Hold on, sir. That's indentured servitude, making the professionals go out and enforce things that aren't even laws. Let's do a minute or two on the other side, if you can, because I want to give out your phone number so folks can contact you. Russell's also a former school teacher, owner of Cable Enterprises, owner of radio stations and movie theaters, and he's out there fighting Big Brother.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them the date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com. Hi, this is Steve Shank. The spirit of America is independence. The greatest gift of independence is food. Over one-third of Americans can't afford to buy food and pay their other expenses. Lines of credit and cards are often cut back or canceled. Last year, the eFoods Direct Holiday Food Unit was a fun and exciting one-year supply with a great price. This year, to quickly complete our food supply preparations, eFoods Direct has created a very serious holiday unit. This superfood supply costs $300 less than the basic Liberty one-year supply and has more food. That's safe food for less than half the cost of last year's groceries. Gift certificates are available for shipments that will not arrive by Christmas. Food is the gift of life and love this holiday season. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
About 26 and a half minutes left in the broadcast today. I could talk for hours with Russell Wood, former president of the Ozark chapter of a group that is fighting against the NIS, the Animal ID, the Premises ID, all of it. Russell Wood, go ahead and fire out the phone number for Missourians out there that are listening and people around the country. Similar things are happening everywhere that are fighting against this feudalism, forcing people without a law to have animal ID, microchips in their animals, premises ID, making you register your property to be able to hunt on your own property. Then we're going to go to our next guest and the director, Maurice Thompson of the Buckeye Institute for Constitutional Law. And that deals with this amazing case that WorldNet Daily and others have been covering it. Well, World Net Daily finally got on it yesterday. We've been covering it for 2 weeks, a week and a half. Armed officers raid home, hold mom kids for 6 hours over selling organic eggs and things like that. SWAT team holding them at gunpoint for more than 6 hours. We'll talk about that with a constitutional law expert who is filing a case against this particular state that's done this. And there's just too many of these cases to even cover them all. We're just covering a few of them today. People being arrested or fined or fined for giving their neighbors milk. I mean, it's total control. This whole thing is pointed at the American people. But Russell Wood, give out your number for folks that want to be able to help you fight back against what's happening.
My number is area code 417-948-2379. And we're getting some no hunting posters made up that we hope to get distributed throughout the state to let them see that these are areas that are going to be taken out of use. You know, for those who buy their tags from the state, let them go hunt on state property.
All right. Give your number out again one more time, sir, and then I want to have you back up because I know you've been leading the fight in Missouri against the animal ID and premises ID successfully. So I want to have you back up separately in the next few weeks on that subject.
But okay.
Give your number.
417-948-2379.
All right, Russell, we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
You bet. Now, I want to hurry. I got a few sponsors I want to tell you about that make this broadcast possible, and then we're going to go to our next guest who's holding patiently. First off, ladies and gentlemen, eFoods Direct. They are the best storable foods company out there, bar none. The longest continually operating, non-GMO, clean, healthy food. In these uncertain times, you need to have storable foods. You need to be prepared. You need to be off the grid because, again, we're going into a deep recession, could be a depression. There's so many reasons to have storable food, firearms, and to be self-sufficient. So please go to eFoodsDirect.com. You'll never have to stand in the bread line if you have your own bread. It lasts more than 10 years. It's high quality, no MSG. Their toll-free number to call them is 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. Then there's also another great sponsor that we have that I want to tell the listeners about, and that is Akola Blue. And Akola Blue is an atmospheric water generator, and it grabs the water out of the air, 7-plus gallons a day with their smaller units, and then puts it through 7 filters, because one filter has 3 elements, but 5 separate filtration systems, and it's the purest, cleanest drinking water you can find anywhere. I have one in the office, one at home. I absolutely love them. EcolaBlue.com, ECOLOBlue.com, or 866-585-4044, 866-585-4044. And all over the nation on this feudalism issue of the people being enslaved with classical tyranny, they're trying to tell folks they've got to register their wells or put meters on their wells or tax them for their wells, even water wells for their homes, in some cases 100-year-old wells. Well, they're not going to be able to stop you getting water out of the air. Of course, I don't want to give them any ideas. EcolaBlue.com or 866-585-4044. We have to become self-sufficient. The establishment certainly doesn't want that to happen. Okay, we are joined next by Maurice Thompson, director of the 1851 Center for Constitutional Law, working with the Buckeye Institute, the case of the Manna Storehouse. A few years ago, this farming family, organic farmers, started, buying other people's and producing their own organic foods, eggs, and things like that. And they had a little storehouse in their home, and they would sell a few $1,000s a month to their neighbors. Or they would pool together to buy organic food and bring it into their community with just a few of their neighbors. Well, they got SWAT-teamed brutally. And, again, I see these cases all the time. I mean, we can have thousands dead on the Texas border from the drug war. We can have all sorts of corruption everywhere, trillions being stolen by brokerage firms, just out-and-out criminality. But the system is all focused on squeezing the cattle, milking the American people. Maurice Thompson, thank you for coming on with us.
No problem, Alex. How do you do?
Good, sir. Break down the facts of what happened in this case. Tell us about why you've joined the case and where this is going.
Certainly. Well, let me talk about that latter part first, and then I'll come back and circle around to the facts. First of all, your segue into this couldn't have been any better. Even your advertisements, because that's what this is really about, is the most basic and fundamental of human rights. And it's a battle over what behavior we can engage in without a government permission slip. And this simple behavior is the behavior that our grandparents engaged in and Americans for generations have, you know, which is riding down the road and picking up some food from the local farmer. The Buckeye Institute is an organization in Ohio dedicated to limited government, dedicated to free markets, and generally the right to be left alone by the government, so long as you're not hurting anybody else. And the reason we picked up on this case is because it implicates a couple really important concerns. One that I've already mentioned, which is what activity, what basic activity really deserves to be licensed and can be licensed under the Constitution. And the second is, when is it constitutionally permissible for officers to use this kind of force in raiding somebody's personal home? Now, if I can circle back around and talk about the facts of this case, the Stowers family is a family that lives in a very rural Amish part of Ohio. They themselves aren't Amish, but they're very religious. They have a great number of children in the house. They have 8 of their own children. 6 are young and still live there. And 4 grandchildren that are staying in the home, while the second oldest son is over serving in Iraq. His wife is staying with them. They're religious. They homeschool their children. They are classically independent, off-the-grid people. They don't rely on the government for their food or for their education. They've run this co-op, this family-run food co-op, for 6 to 7 years, and they have their own 20-some-acre small farm where they have sheep that they butcher for meat and goats, and they can get milk from them as well. And they've also got connections to Amish farmers who have grass-fed cattle and pastured chickens and pesticide-free produce. And they procure all these things through their co-op.
And Joseph Stalin wouldn't have liked this. Hitler wouldn't have liked this. For those that don't know, authoritarian states always shackle and control small farms. They hate people being independent. This is 180 degrees the opposite of what this republic is supposed to be. This is outrageous.
That's exactly right. You know, Thomas Jefferson envisioned a nation of small farmers.
Yeoman.
And right, exactly. And now what we have is small farmers being squeezed by these regulations. And you know, it's one of two things. It really is either a government interest in really tightly controlling the food supply, or it's just government as a big dumb animal that backs its way into unsafe situations.
Well, to interrupt, I have a lot of their own documents where they say they've got to break down the family, break down the farm. The family's a disease, and they know people are exiting the cities. They're kind of going into Amish light by the hundreds of thousands a year.
Sure.
They see that trend going into the millions a year. I'm considering evacuating to the countryside, and I live right here in Austin, Texas, just because the cities are so degenerate, the culture is so evil, the crime is exploding, and they don't like it. The system does not want people going back to the land.
Well, but it's not, you know, it's not just nefarious government officials. It's government officials who are persuaded by special interest groups, and government really should not be the pliable tool of special interest groups. But all too often it is. If you look at the regulations they're charged with violating, they're charged with being a retail food establishment without a license. First of all, they're not even a retail food establishment. They're basically a members-only private membership organization buying club. It's as though, you know, if you and I wanted to buy the right kind of beef from an Amish farmer, we have to buy the whole cow. Neither one.
Hey, this is free association.
Right.
If I want to go buy a duck or a chicken or a cow or a pig or their eggs, or if I want to get together with 10 families to pool money to buy organic food, I mean, this is ridiculous. This is disgusting. But
that's exactly right.
Let's get into the raid. I'll quit interrupting.
That's exactly right. And, you know, the thing I was going to mention is that there are actually 22 exemptions to this retail food establishment law. But, you know, as Nobel economist Milton Friedman pointed out many years ago, the guys that are writing the licensure laws most of the time are the industry people themselves and their lobbyists. Everybody with a lobbyist sits down at the table and writes the law, and guess who gets left out of that process? The small family farmer, the organic cooperative runner, who doesn't have a lobbyist down in Columbus or down in Washington to exempt them. So you've got a number of people, you know, the government will argue this is a public safety issue, but the truth is there are a whole slew of people who run more dangerous food operations, if dangerous at all, than the Stowers family.
Well, look, they've shut down most of the family farms with regulations. We know animal ID and premises ID was openly written by big agribusiness to put expenses on small farms and ranches to bankrupt them. That's what big corporations always do. Let's get into the raid itself.
Sure.
And then where you're going with this.
Absolutely. Well, it's important to know some of the facts leading up to the raid. The health department came out and investigated these people, and we don't know why. There was never a report filed against them. None of their members are disgruntled. They're very, very happy with the products they get from this family because the food's cheap, and it's good for them, and they're happy.
Just how dare Americans be working with their neighbors and selling chicken eggs? That's Al-Qaeda. Government's got to run everything.
Right. God forbid we have freedom to contract amongst two consenting adults who want to protect their own health interests. Well, you know, there was never any report filed, but the health department came out, said they might need a license. The family responded by writing a letter to the health department asking for clarification on the law and asking for evidence that they need a license.
Well, just being able to write probably angered the health department because the general public's
well,
on fluoride and Prozac going, they said, look, we got one that knows how to write. Send a SWAT team immediately. That's Al-Qaeda for sure.
Well, the health department didn't like it. You're right, because whenever individuals defend their rights against the government's never too happy because these people have some imperial hubris about them.
They do.
And they didn't like, the director of the health department didn't like the tone of the letter. So he brought in a higher, because it was inquisitive. It wasn't nasty at all. We have a copy of it. And
you write me a letter, boy, I send a SWAT team. You think in America you can write a letter to the government? I'm sending armed men to show you.
Well, first they sent in an Ohio Department of Agriculture official who basically treated this like a drug investigation. He went undercover and tried to join the co-op as a member. Of course, they could, you know, they could smell.
Yeah, they're shifting their whole fake war on drugs that they admit was really meant to get spies. Now they're shifting it onto organic farmers, see?
Right. War on drug tactics are dangerous, and they have been for a long time. And now we do see some of the issues with that, where these same drug war tactics are being used against people who everybody now has to acknowledge are not a danger to anyone. These are peaceful, religious people.
Oh, no, it's evil.
And these same tactics are being used. He went undercover. He surveilled them. He attempted to join their co-op.
He's a Stasi spy.
Right.
This is like Russia, spying on a little farm. Okay, go ahead.
Right, and for 2 hours, he tried to arm twist them into joining the co-op. They told him no. He told them a bunch of lies. He told them he had a sick mother, and these eggs, these unpastured chicken eggs would make her better. You know, can you please share these with me? They said they really weren't interested in dealing with him because they're a private membership organization. He continued to twist their arm. He wouldn't leave their house. Eventually, they said, here, just take the eggs and get out of here, please. And they put
that's
the money
like
down the table.
That's like the Mennonite farmer that said, okay, I'll give you milk. That's your SWAT team, baby.
And that was an Ohio case, too, I believe. This is the same Ohio Department of Agriculture that has been engaging in these activities. They're very much a rogue agency that's very much out of control and needs to be reined in. You're exactly right. And so, you know, he basically, 9 times out of 10 when I hear the word entrapment, it doesn't interest me because I think it's a little overblown. But this is a real case of the government manufacturing a crime.
Over eggs.
They can catch a crime.
Eggs.
Exactly. Over.
I mean, how many times growing up did we pull over and buy eggs at some little place where they're selling eggs?
Exactly.
But you can't do that in America. You got to buy it at Walmart. You got to buy a radiated egg.
Exactly.
How dare you pull over and get a fresh egg? Oh my God!
There is no more fundamental of right, especially when you're talking about basic food. You know, it really doesn't get any more fundamental.
But these parasites. Tell them what the parasites did.
Well, based upon this one alleged sale of eggs, this retail sale, quote unquote. The ODA agent went and procured a search warrant, and then he exaggerated the situation and got the right to search the family's entire personal residence, not just the part where the co-op was. So on December 1st in the morning, armed officers surrounded the house and then went in with guns drawn. The lead officer was a violent fugitive task force officer. That's his specialization. And he's
well, these are violent
fatigued.
People.
That's right. And this
people that make eggs, have chickens are Al-Qaeda.
Well, that
appears to be. And they're in there with their black helmets and their machine guns. Oh, God, Americans with eggs. Oh, Lord. Oh, God, what am I going to do?
Well, and you know, the thing is, if they're, the police had no reason to be so forceful or to be scared and wetting themselves with concern over this family.
Except that FEMA teaches them that rural people are terrorists. Have you seen those training videos?
Well, if you look at the definition of terrorism in the Ohio Revised Code and then you compare it to what happened to these people, You may find that fits the facts of the crime.
That's right. Under the new Federal Patriot Act, any action that's a misdemeanor, basically, is Section 802. But tell folks, aiming guns at the children.
Well, to be fair, Alex, some of the blog facts initially reported were overblown, but that doesn't diminish the significance of this.
So these armed men, what did they do? What did they
do? This was not a SWAT team, but it was police using SWAT-like tactics. They burst through into the house after the door was opened, before they obtained any kind of consent to enter. They burst through the house. They locked it down as though it were enemy battle territory. They ushered the whole family by force into one small room where numerous agents from health departments and from the Department of Agriculture came in, combed over their entire personal residence, took all of their personal food. This is a family of 10 who had just butchered a large part of their herd of sheep. And they took all of this meat from this family.
I'm sure they targeted them to try to bankrupt them. That's also a tactic.
That's actually exactly right. They were trying to set up some sort of controlled buy, and they were waiting for this meat to get back to the family to do this. And, of course, they had to wait so long that they were outside of the scope of the warrant, which had actually expired by the time they did this. So they're in the house. They take all this. They take the personal computers of the family. They take the personal cell phone. They take everything from this family. And they still have a lot of these things. They've just given back some of the computers and cell phones, but they've kept the rest, and they're now looking to press criminal charges.
All right, stay there. I'm going to skip this break for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. For everybody else, we'll be back in 3 minutes with our guest. Stay with us.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
We'll be right back.
If you don't fight for a right, it dies. We must animate our liberties, our freedoms. And the tyranny unfolding against humanity right now is just off the charts. You know, in the behind-the-scenes talk on PrisonPlanet.tv with our guest, Maurice Thompson, constitutional law scholar and director over there at the Constitutional Law Center with the Buckeye Institute. You were talking about paramilitary raids on peaceful people for, you know, tiny things that might be a $50 fine, though they had exemptions. Finish up with that, and then what happened in the raid, and then where the lawsuit's going, and give folks the website.
Sure, Alex. I'll reiterate what I told you over the break, and that is that one of the things we're fighting for here are people's Fourth Amendment rights. And, you know, courts have spoken to this issue over and over again for hundreds of years. And that is that there is a man's home is his castle, and there's a certain amount of dignity and privacy that people are allowed to be entitled to in the home, and that prohibits these kind of Russian forced paramilitary style raids unless they're absolutely necessary, and they're necessary either where there's imminent danger that the evidence is going to be destroyed or where there's imminent danger to the police because people might go for their guns. Here, there was no allegation of that, and more common, we're seeing these kinds of raids on people where there is no worry about evidence and no worry about danger. And yeah, we believe that that actually violates people's Fourth Amendment rights, because even if you've got a search warrant, the search and seizure has to be conducted reasonably. And we think that's inherently unreasonable.
So finish up with what happened in the house and where you're going from now.
Sure. Well, the authorities come in, they seize all the family's personal food supply, and they take a bunch of other food that actually belongs to other members of the co-op who haven't picked it up yet, since it had been delivered, perhaps. They keep the family for 6 hours in this small part of the house as they do all these things. Small children who never, being homeschooled, are used to a peaceful environment and never experienced such a thing and are still a little bit shook up, not to mention how the parents view it. Well, they take all these things and they take off eventually. The prosecutor,
they took computers too, right?
Yeah. They took the family's personal computer. They took the computers that the homeschool lessons are on, and they took the computers that the daughter uses to talk to her husband, who's fighting for our country in Iraq. They took all the family's personal cell phones. They took way more than they had a justification to take, and this happens pretty commonly. Again, these are drug war tactics, and this was a drug war style raid.
Well, they're going to turn that loose on everything.
Right, we're seeing the expansion of those tactics.
And you were telling me they won't give the food back now, so who knows what's happened to it.
Yeah.
Where does this go? You're suing them now. What are you suing them for?
Well,
how do we support you?
Well, here's what's important, is the family is a religious, peaceful family. They're not out for blood. They're not even out for money. Arguably, they have a strong Section 1983 action for money from the officers for the violation of their constitutional rights, but they want two things. We're suing for an injunction declaring that these kinds of paramilitary raids on peaceful people are inherently unconstitutional and have to be stopped. We're suing for the court to declare that. We're also suing for a declaration that small family farms and co-ops do not require a government permission slip and are, in fact, exempt from the licensure law or need to be exempt under the licensure law, because under equal protection, these kinds of licensures were required for a large Giant Eagle or a Walmart produce section.
Yeah, I mean, what are they going to do, start raiding guys selling firewood or beef jerky or watermelons?
Or how about lemonade stands? I mean, it could be anything. There's
all right,
no
fire out the website. I want to have you back up for a full hour after the holidays to track what's happening. Fire out the Buckeye Institute so folks can support it.
It's www.buckeyeinstitute.org. We do need help with cases like this, and we want to bring more of these cases in the future. So any donations are great, and we can also donate to the family if people earmark it for that purpose. We're happy to take on these cases. We're happy to hear from people who have similar cases, and there's a video from Sowers, and our legal filings are there too.
BuckeyeInstitute.org?
Correct.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you again soon. Have a great weekend. And all of you have a great weekend. We'll see you back live 4 to 6 p.m. Sunday and back here live on Monday. Rebroadcast starts now on InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.